last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, in this program, we try to provide you a very clear picture of Imam Mehdi so that we will be among his soldiers, inshallah. And today we will be discussing an interesting topic, in fact, a doubt that Wahhabis enter into the Mehdaviyyah. And on that note, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How have you been?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
My pleasure.
Dr. Karimi, Wahhabis say that the narrations are from Shia authentic books that say that Imam Mehdi, when he will reappear, he's going to demolish Masjid al-Haram, the Holy Kaaba, and Masjid al-Nabawi, or the Prophet's Mosque. How true is that? Is that correct?
As you rightly mentioned, this is one of the questions and one of the ways that the Wahhabis try to reject the concept of Mahdawiyah, or at least to, portray it in a way that it is against the religion of Islam, because according to some of these Wahhabis, they claim that Imam Mahdi, as you mentioned, will destroy two very holy places for all Muslims, that is Masjid al-Haram in the holy city of Mecca, and the Mosque of the Prophet, Masjid al-Nabi, in the city of Medina. Now, the first very important point is that, are the Wahhabis allowed to mention such a thing? What do I mention that? Because when we refer to the books of the Wahhabis, we see that there are many outstanding great Wahhabi scholars that they have mentioned that, for example, when it comes to the Mosque of the Prophet, we need to destroy it and just return it to the way it was before.
All right.
So, I mean, even if Imam Mahdi al-Islam is going to do that or not, I will discuss about that. My point is that Wahhabis are not in a place
Wahhabis
to mention that.
Yeah, you're trying to say that Wahhabis, who themselves say that we need to demolish Prophet's grave, are coming and giving such a...
Not the grave, I mean, you're talking about mosque.
Yeah.
So they also have the same notion in their books.
Yeah.
So let me just share a few of these passages from the great Wahhabi scholars. Albani is one of the most famous Wahhabi scholars in recent years. He has a book. Its title is Tahdhir al-Sajid min Ittikhad al-Qubur Masajid, referring to the fact that we are not allowed to take the graves as the mosques.
Okay.
So in one part of his book, he talks about the Mosque of the Prophet in the city of Medina. I just try to translate a part of what he has mentioned regarding that. He says that one of the very unfortunate points is that the prophetic mosque, Masjid al-Nabi, has been built in many centuries ago. Otherwise, we should have demolished that green dome too. And also he continues to say that beside the holy grave of the Prophet, there are some windows of copper, some curtains, some paintings. And the owner of the grave, that is the Prophet, is not satisfied with all of them. Again, he says that in the year 1368, when I went to visit the grave of the Prophet, I saw a place which was, higher than the surface of the mosque. And it was mentioned there that this is special for prayer behind the grave of the Prophet. And then I wonder why this symbol of polytheism is still there in the monotheistic rulership. He's referring to the government of the Saudis.
Okay.
And then he says that, so finally he comes to this point that 3 years ago in another book I mentioned that we need to, I mean, somehow demolish the mosque of the Prophet and make it as it was like before. So, for example, he mentions that between the mosque and the grave of the Prophet, from north to the south, there must be a wall so that inside the mosque there is nothing which is against the will of the Prophet, and it is incumbent upon the Saudi government to do that if they are really supporting real monotheism.
It's so interesting. They are putting their wishes into the as the wills of Prophet. They're like, it's very interesting that what they want to do. They're saying like it was Prophet's will.
And not only that, he says that that was my suggestion 3 years ago, but now I have come to know that the Saudi government, they have decided to even extend the mosque, and which is completely against my suggestion, and I hope that they are going to do that in future. So this is the wish of Albani, the famous Wahhabi scholar
in the
asks the Saudi government somehow to demolish the Prophetic Mosque in one way and just...
One or the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other Wahhabi scholar is named Sheikh Muqbil bin Hadi al-Wadi'i. In his book, Riyad al-Jannah, Fir Rad ala A'da' al-Sunnah, he says the following. He says, I'm saying that while the dome of the Prophet is next to me, we wish to see the pickaxes hit the Prophetic Mosque and to just level it with the soil. This is another Wahhabi scholar referring to his wish that the Prophetic Mosque should be destroyed. So that is one point. The point is that the Wahhabis they have a claim against Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the claim is that he will destroy Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi. But the point is that this is also their wish. So if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to do that, this is what they are wishing for. And
they're trying to fire from someone else's shoulder.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's the point. Having said that, let's see if this is a truth or not, if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will do that or not.
The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
There is a narration mentioned by Allama Maylisi and Sheikh Tusi, which is quoted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this narration, Abu Basir says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, he will destroy Masjid al-Haram so that to restore its original foundations and to retain the place of Ibrahim, that is Maqam Ibrahim, to its original place where it was. So we have this narration mentioned in some books like by Sheikh Mufid in Al-Irshad, volume 2, page 383, by Tabarsi in I'lam al-Wara, volume 2, page 289, and a few other Shia scholars. Again, we have another version of it. According to that narration, the narrator says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, إِذَا قَامَ رَدَّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ إِلَىٰ أَسَاسِهِ. It is after the Qiyam, after the uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that he will return the mosque in the city of Mecca to its foundation, and also Masjid al-Rasul إِلَىٰ أَسَاسِهِ. Not only that, وَمَسْجِدَ الْكُوفَ إِلَىٰ أَسَاسِهِ. He will do that regarding the mosque of Kufa as well.
So are these narrations trying to say that Imam will actually correct the wrongdoings of what Wahhabis have done so far?
That's a good point. Before going to the content, first of all, like always, we need to analyze the chain of the narration.
Yeah.
So all in all, we can say that we have three narrations in this regard. Referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will destroy Masjid al-Haram, not destroy, just to
demolish.
Return it to its, original foundations.
All
like,
right.
It's a kind of change. It's not, destroying the whole mosque. So these two concepts are completely different.
Yeah, correcting something and demolishing something are two different points.
Exactly.
And so they are trying to connect two things that are poles apart.
So as far as the chain of the narration is concerned, the first narration quoted from Sheikh Mufid and others, the chains of the narrations are not mentioned. Technically, we call it a mursal narration, which makes it a weak narration. So we cannot refer to that. The second narration quoted by Kulaini and others, again, some of the people in the chain of the narrations are not mentioned. So again, it is a weak narration. And in the third narration, the chain is mentioned, but one of the narrators is Ali ibn Abi Hamza al-Bata'ani, who is a very weak narrator of the narration from the time that he became as one of the leaders of Waqifis, those who rejected the imamate of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam and stopped with the imamate of Imam Musa al-Kadim alayhi salam, and they are called Waqifis. So the first point is that what is mentioned as an accusation against Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by these Wahhabis is based on three narrations which, according to us Shia, they are rejected. We cannot consider them as authentic narration. Now, the first point is that these narrations are not true narration, authentic narrations. But let's go to the content of the narration. Let's assume that the narrations are authentic. Can we find any logical meaning, understanding of these narrations? The point is that, according to us, the Shia, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the Imam, so he is blessed with the divine knowledge. He is the most knowledgeable person when it comes to the halal and haram, the permitted action and the forbidden action. So for sure, even if he is going to, change some parts of the Masjid al-Haram and some parts of Masjid al-Nabi, which may need a kind of demolishing some parts, it is within the Islamic laws. And one of them is that, for example, the mosque of the Prophet, of course, all the mosques, but especially the mosque of the Prophet and Masjid al-Haram cannot include a land which has been usurped. Now, the question is that, has it happened in the history of Islam? The answer is that, unfortunately, we have some indications in some books which tell us that, yes, at least in some periods in history, some caliphs, they tried to, take the land around the Prophetic Mosque or Masjid al-Haram by force from the people. So people were not happy with that.
Oh.
Now, the question is that, if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam tells the people that this part of Masjid al-Haram, for example, is taken through usurpation by force.
It was taken by force.
Yeah, the owner was not happy.
All right.
So can we, as Muslims, imagine now, we know that this part, the owner was not happy to give it to those people, to those caliphs. So for sure, all Muslims agree that we are not allowed even to, step in
yeah,
that
we
part.
We have a concept of haqqun nas
exactly.
in Islam.
So this is one of the, very important points regarding these narrations. Yes, it is likely that because of the fact that some parts of these lands may have been taken by force by some people. Even today, we know that how extension has been made to Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi. So there is a possibility that, some parts belong to people who were not happy with them to be a part of the mosque. Inshallah, I will explain it more in the following session.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll expand the topic in next session. Dear listeners, thank you for listening. You were listening to the IRIP English Radio.